Good evening, folks. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio as we continue our 23rd year of broadcasting. Tonight, we present to you Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 899. Our guests this evening for show number 899 are The Heels, one of Nashville's fastest rising bands. The Heels were crowned Country Group of the Year at the prestigious Josie Music Awards held at the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville. Their unforgettable performance of the chart-topping single Hush Money cemented their status in country music. The Heels also took home the awards for Group of the Year, Music Video of the Year, and Emerging Artist of the Year at the BCCMA Awards in Canada. The Heels are Kyla Rollins, Brittany Dominelli, and Bobby Smith. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, The Heels.
Good wife,
where did it go wrong?
In the driveway, calling my name,
that silver lining all along.
You keep the house, I'll take the trailer. Honey, I'm out, say and see you later. This domestic scene, it ain't for me. I'd rather get hitched to our old Airstream.
You keep the house, I never liked the neighbor. Take the trailer, I'll take the trailer,
I got my eye on the 65, grab the vinyls, my heels with the wine. Whoa. I leave the weight machine and your super soft screen, where you live before I can recline.
Into your beer cans and the lava lamps
and the Xbox you can't let go.
Cook the truck up before you wake up.
About time I hit the road. You keep the house, I'll take the trailer. Honey, I'm out, saying see you later. This domestic scene, it ain't for me. I'd rather get hitched to our old Airstream. You keep the house, I never liked the neighbor. I'll take the trailer. Yeah, you keep the house, I never liked the neighbor. I'll take the trailer. I'll take the trailer.
WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Our guests this evening on Red Barn Radio are The Heels from Western Canada. Since setting up a secondary home in Nashville, the Heels have been an unstoppable new force, playing an average of 20 live shows per month, which is a busy schedule. They continue to sell out iconic Nashville venues like the Bluebird Cafe and the Listening Room, showcasing their great live performances. And here they are tonight on yet another stage, which we like to consider iconic. It's Red Barn Radio, and I'm glad you're here with us to enjoy what will obviously be an unforgettable night of music and conversation with the Heels. Folks, if you're just joining us, we are with the Heels, who are not from Nashville, but they live there now, and they went there to do some business, and they're doing good business down there. From left to right, it's Brittany, Bobby, and Kyla.
Yeah.
Yep, and so good to have you guys here with us
tonight. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. I think we ought to begin with the story of how the three of you ended up together. I'd love for you to tell the story together from your own perspective. I want to have you start, Kyla.
So I have a cafe in North Vancouver, BC, called Bootiful. Brittany was working there. She was an amazing barista. She still makes great lattes.
Oh, thank you.
And then Bobby was a customer. I had live music in the back of the cafe. It was always my dream to have my own venue. We had an open mic, and I had asked Brittany and her sister, who was one of the original members of the Heels, to go up. They were very shy, so I kind of forced them up there, and I just knew the second that they sang that I wanted to sing with them.
But you got good bones on you.
Might need a little restoration. I got the tools to make that move. Clean you up with some real men's shaving and a bit of polish and you'll look brand new. Cause you're a fixer up a lover with your walls. I'm gonna tear them down, put you back together, show you what this love is all about. Rebuild the broken in you. Pick up the pieces, I'm going to work on you. Get my hands dirty working on you. My favorite kind of fixer-upper.
You're gonna take you off the market. Sock, sealed, and sold your mind. Ooh. DIY, I'm a kickstart it. TLC, I'll take my time.
Oh, you're a fixer up a lover with your walls. I'm gonna tear them down, put you back together, show you what this love is all about. Rebuild the broken in you. Pick up the pieces, I'm going to work on you. Get my hands dirty working on you. My favorite kind of fixer up a talk of the town. Cause you're a fixer-upper.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you're a fixer-upper.
Ooh,
I'll put you back together.
You're a fixer-upper.
Cause you're a fixer-upper. Oh, cause you're a fixer-upper lover with your walls. I'm gonna tear them down, put you back together, show you what this love is all about. Rebuild the broken in you. Pick up the pieces, I'm going to work on you. Get my hands dirty working on you. My favorite kind of fixer-upper.
I want Brittany to pick it up now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My sister and I had a duo, and yeah, Kyla got us up to sing, and we stayed after that event that we had that night. We stayed after everyone went home, and we just, like, played music and just jammed and had fun. And then that started becoming a regular thing, so we would get together after the cafe closed and invite other people. I think it was always females, not on purpose, but it just was. All of our friends would get together and just play music or do crafts or work through whatever we were going through in our personal lives. So we found that what we were doing was healing us. So that's where the name came about. We just were like, this is feeling really good. Like, we're actually feeling better playing music. And then it just snowballed into a band. We started playing Christmas concerts. Georgia eventually, my sister eventually wanted to go back to school and go traveling. She's a little younger than me. And then when that happened, we were like, oh no, we still want to be a trio though.
Yeah.
Kyla got this voice in her head in the middle of the night, and it was Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. And we knew who Bobby was. None of us were actually friends before this band started.
Hate kills, birds fly, rocks roll, and tears cry, and love heals. Whiskey burns, record scratch, wheels turn, and sparks catch, and love.
seen a broken heart, one shattered and torn apart, that could not come back together. And I never known a life so heavy, couldn't stand on legs unsteady, and one day run light as a feather. Baby, here's the deal.
Good point for Bobby to pick it up.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can go ahead.
Sure.
Now.
Yeah. So a friend of mine, the day before the girls asked me to be in the band, her mom brought her the book from Shonda Rhimes called The Year of Yes. I was being an encouraging friend and said, we could do this. I'll do it with you. And we'll say yes to all opportunities that pop into our world. And this friend in particular, we worked together. She loved to tell people that I was a singer. I had done singing since I was a kid and then kind of moved more into business management. And I had a business in the neighborhood of Kyla's restaurant.
What kind of business?
It was a makeup store that I managed.
Okay.
And so Kyla would come buy makeup for me. So we knew each other sing. I said I would do this year of yes, thinking that I would go for lunch or go to a party or I don't even know what I thought I was going to do with this year of yes. And the very next day, I got a message from Kyla asking if I wanted to be in a band with them. And I read it out loud in front of the friend that I had said I would do this yes mission with. And she said, well, you have to say yes. And even at that point, I thought, okay, I'm going to say yes, but I'm probably going to go to this meeting and I'll just try to talk Brittany's sister into staying in the band because I know what it's like as an artist. There's a lot of ups and downs, but it's so rewarding and it was something that I regretted getting out of. And so I thought, maybe I can just go there and I can impart some encouragement for them to stay together. And then we all sang together and I was like, maybe I want to stay. Maybe we should let her go. But, you know, they did ask me to be in the band, and it was really great. Brittany's dad was there. He was playing the banjo on our first show. And
scouting it out.
We had about 6 days until our first show as well. And these girls said, here's our set. I had never harmonized. I had just sung melody parts, and so it was very fair and even as well. So that, you know, there was parts where it was low harmony, and then it would switch to the melody, and then switch to the high harmony. And so I think I learned it all in my sleep, and we had the best first show at a little bar it's not around anymore, but it was kind of about an hour outside of our hometown, and it was just so good to be on stage with these ladies.
Yeah, and we've just come up on our what anniversary?
I think that was nine years ago.
Yeah, but it was like almost to the day now, and we saw an old post that we had posted about it and how Bobby was like this crazy bouncy chipmunk, or I don't know what we called it.
The same friend had to tell her to calm it.
Yeah. She was like, you know, you guys sounded so excited. Great, but she's like, if I could impart any encouragement in terms of the visual, she was like, maybe balance the energy on stage.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, I had never even performed behind a mic stand before, so I think I was marching. It was slightly embarrassing.
Yeah. Like you always had the mic off the mic stand.
Yeah, I'd always be running around around with a cordless, and so we were all in a line. And
now it's been 9 years, and I feel like we've found our
belly. We really have.
I've been rocking bottom, but I never rolled alone. Gotten through some problems, never solved them on my own. Through breakups and makeups with boys we outgrew. Bad haircuts or handcuffs, we know what to do. When it hits the fan and it all goes bad, the rider dies by my side. When my ducks line up and I got a full cup, we'll be popping champagne all night. Friends like mine, goodbye, come through for you every time. They don't lie, no, I never get by without friends like mine.
Oh, yeah.
Fangirling in the front row or nosebleeding in the back. We can bring the party, it don't matter where we're at. Might be diamonds, high flying, no, we just might be stoned. When you're crying, I'm buying, 'cause I know how it goes. When it hits the fan and it all goes bad, the rider out by my side. When my ducks line up and I got a full cup, we'll be popping champagne all night. Friends like mine, goodbye, come through for you every time. They don't lie, no, I never get by without friends like mine. But we're never on our own. Friends like mine, goodbyes, come through for you every time. They don't lie, no, I never get by. When it hits the fan and it all goes bad, the rider dies by my side. When my ducks line up and I got a full cup, we'll be popping champagne all night. Friends like mine, goodbyes, come through for you every time. They don't lie, no, I never get by without friends like mine. I've been rocking bottom, but I never roll alone. Without friends like mine, we all got problems. I never get by without friends like mine.
And we came down to Nashville, I think, in about 2018. We had released a song to radio. We were writing songs. Mm-hmm. 2019 was when we sold out the Bluebird. So we had a lot of things that happened before pandemic. And then we actually did a lot of showcasing for different fair buyers and things that were kind of all lined up for when those years hit and everything got kind of
we had just signed a new management deal.
Yes.
We're very excited. And then, you know, that happened to a lot of people. But yeah.
Yes. Every time we went, the trip got longer. Yeah. Every time we went
it's
home.
It's a long trip.
Yeah. We always flew there. It's about 38 hours of a drive from, from the West Coast where we're from. So we've never done that yet. But we want to.
We really want to. Yeah.
I have to ask this, Kyla. You know, you have this child up in Vancouver called the cafe, the Buddha.
Bootiful.
Bootiful Cafe.
Yeah.
Are things bootiful during the pandemic at the cafe?
I actually ended up closing down. We opened a huge warehouse and I invested all this money into it, closed it down. And I was like, you know what? Maybe this is a sign. I got to focus on strip things back a little bit. I had a lot going on, maybe too much. So I stripped it down and now I just have two locations and then much more the heels, busier with the heels is as far as full-time goes.
So that entity then still exists up
there?
Oh,
yeah. It sure does.
Yeah. Got a lot of work done prior to pandemic time. Is there a silver lining to that cloud for you all artistically?
Definitely. We were writing.
Yeah.
Like
we were recording.
Crazy.
Yeah. We recorded and released two albums.
Two albums we recorded, like two full-length. One was 16 songs and one was 7 songs.
Yeah.
All within the pandemic.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. And up in Canada, the pandemic lasted a little longer. Yeah. The lockdowns lasted longer.
We'd reach out to friends in Nashville.
We had a little bit more time.
They said they were playing shows.
They were on Broadway.
Yeah.
What?
We thought, what? We might not be able to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. So we definitely made the most of our time in our homes. And thankfully, we had a studio at home. My husband has a studio.
Fiddler Productions.
Produced, yeah, Fiddler Productions. And he produced both the albums. Mm-hmm. And so we got to stay in each other's bubble and record music.
Yeah. And a tour that we had in the States got canceled. So that's where the second album came, because we had all this time booked off. And we were really frustrated because we had had everything canceled and we'd lined it all back up again. And then the second wave hit. So we thought, okay, instead of going home, let's book a couple cabins up in the mountains. And so we just went away together and we brought Anthony Fiddler, who could do the demos and write with us. We set up Zoom writes as well with some writers that we were going to meet with in Nashville. And then we wrote those seven. So that album, Work of Heart, is actually every song that we wrote during that cabin trip. And it kind of encapsulates a lot of how we were feeling at that time.
Been walking under ladders, whistling out loud by the boneyard gate, tripping over my bad habits. I bought myself a ticket on a long black train. Ooh, the ruins and the rails and the rumble shook my hollow heart and took me down. Teardrops dripping on the Bible. There's gotta be a prayer that'll get me out. Ooh, clink my heels on a lonesome road, but that don't take me home. Covered in ash from the bridge I burned, it's a mighty hard way to go. I don't wanna go back, don't wanna go back that way. No, I don't wanna go back, don't wanna go back that way. Drop the hand of a good man. He was true, he was sweet and kind. It's rare as dollars in my pocket, but I dance with the devil for a dime. Ooh, clink my heels on a lonesome road, but that don't take me home. Covered in ash from the bridge I burned, it's a mighty hard way to go. I don't wanna go back, don't wanna go back that way. No, I don't wanna go back, don't wanna go back that way.
With more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.
Well, boys, listen up.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart enough.
And if we like what we see, we'll show it.
And if we want,
you'll know it.
You keep pushing me and playing me.
Hold your
creeping me
and treating me.
Hold your
promising
and hustling.
Hold your
hold. You keep pushing me
and playing me.
Hold your
creeping me
and treating me.
Hold your
promising
and hustling.
Hold your
hold your horse.
Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Prior to the time that you met, give us a little bit of insight into Brittany, what you were doing before you were frothing milk, and what you were doing, Bobby, before you opened up a makeup business, and Kyla, you before you opened up a cafe.
I always knew music was in my future. Like, I didn't actually think there were any other jobs for grown-ups when I was a kid. All my aunts and uncles, they are all musicians somehow in the music industry. That was never a question for me when I was a kid. So I grew up singing harmonies with my dad and in my family and my sister. And I grew up on stage dancing. I danced for 9 years, like, competitively. So I was on stage a lot until,
like, tap,
I was
modern dance.
I dabbled in tap, but I did, like, ballet and jazz and lyrical. Those were, like, my loves.
Neat.
Then I'd say, like, mid-teens, I got a boyfriend and got, like, you know, went through all the big heartbreaks and the big stuff. So I feel like that's kind of all the trauma and drama of that led me to the cafe, literally. From a bus stop to a cafe, like, it really aligned perfectly. So that's how I ended up there.
Bobby?
I always loved singing. I started singing when I was about 10 years old on stage. I put out my first album to radio when I was 11. That kind of happened by fluke. There was a lot of things, I think, that happened by chance for me in music. My mom has a hairdressing business. She was dialing a customer back. She dialed the wrong number, and an answering machine picked up saying, you know, if you're looking for voice lessons, leave a message. And that's sort of how I started doing talent shows locally. I started working with my voice teacher. And then when I was 12, I entered a contest at our local radio station. It was called 12 and Under Twain. I won, and I got to sing with Shania Twain on stage in Vancouver. And then everything kind of kept going. I started making more albums and putting out singles. And so I started coming down to Nashville. I had a meeting with RCA Records on 9/11, like the 9/11. Oh. I woke up, and the news was, you know, the most devastating scene you'd ever seen. I kept going until I was about 19. That is the age I decided I was going to move out and do a bunch of things that my dad did not want me to do. And I guess I took a step back from music then, and it was like a low point for me when I was about like mid-20s. I started writing music myself. And that was when I eventually manifested a team of ladies and coming together. So, yeah, it was a big turning point.
Well, there's always a memory buried deep in a melody of a big box jukebox time machine spinning around and around and around. Ain't it crazy how it does that? It hits you like a flashback soundtrack. I want to dance with somebody, the life of the party. Spin me right round, baby, right round. Feeling brand new in old songs brings me back when they come on to a dirt road dancing queen. Man, I feel like a woman, if you know what I mean. Give me a good time soon. Platinum classic, I will survive like a black leather jacket. Don't know how they do what they do. How these old songs, they make me feel brand new. Ooh, 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 yeah. Well, I have my share of heartbreak. I spend some time in a dark place. Learned a shrink or a drink ain't what it takes to bring you right round, baby, right round. Feeling brand new in old songs brings me back when they come on to a dirt road dancing queen. Man, I feel like a woman, if you know what I mean. Give me a good time tune. Platinum classic, I will survive like a black leather jacket. Don't know how they do what they do. How these old songs, they make me feel brand new. Ooh, 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 ooh.
shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Feeling brand new in old songs brings me back when they come on to a dirt road dancing queen. Man, I feel like a woman if you know what I mean. Give me a good time tune. Platinum classic, I will survive like a black leather jacket. Don't know how to do what they do. How these old songs, no, I don't know how they do what they do.
Kyla?
Well, I grew up doing music. I didn't, similar to Brittany, I was surrounded by it. And I was in the prairies, so country music is where I started. Found out I was allergic to horses really quickly, so I have really bad asthma. I didn't know that I was this allergic. And after that, I didn't have quite the voice that I had, you know, in BC that I did in Alberta, because the asthma was so bad I couldn't get oxygen in. So we moved to BC, and then all of a sudden my voice really came out, and it sounds strange, but I feel like I could breathe better through singing. Like, I did opera for
yodel.
15 years. I trained classically in like a lot of competitions, and then I did musical theater my whole life since I was probably six. I've been on stage, and then I did jazz because I get bored easy. And then I did pop, and then I had a rock band for 10 years. And then I'm now right back to country music. So I put out an R&B album. I've healed myself through music. My singing teacher, Andrea Bertram, she really helped me develop my voice. And my theater teacher, who you actually look identical with, too, it's like Mr. Anderson, he showed me what I could do on stage, and I've just never looked back. So
wow, lovely. Yeah. Wow.
Bye-bye, save you the trouble. Don't sugarcoat nothing when it comes to me. I'm fine, don't need a double on the road all alone. And it's fine by me. Ooh, ooh, oh, oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh. Hey. Ooh, ooh, oh, oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh. Uh-uh. Adios, cheerio, sayonara. I'm used to traveling light. So long, so wrong, I'm a goner. Pushing on past that city limit sign. Oh, bags in the truck on the passenger side. Hey. No, not gonna run, not gonna hide.
2, 3, 4.
Bye-bye, save you the trouble. Don't sugarcoat nothing when it comes to me. I'm fine, don't need a double on the road all alone, and it's fine by me. Ooh, ooh, oh, oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, uh-oh. Hasta la vista, see you later. I'm leaving your hassle behind. With you in the rear view, you never look better. And you're the only one that's blind. Whoa, taking my heart, taking my pride. Hey, no. Sugarcoat nothing when it comes to me. I'm fine, don't need a double on the road on my own, and it's fine by me. Bye bye, save you the trouble. Broken pieces, and it's fine by me. Bye bye, save you the trouble. Don't sugarcoat nothing when it comes to me. I'm fine, don't need a double on the road all alone.
the trouble. Bye-bye. It's fine by me.
You're a, like, a very good yodeler.
Thanks. I learned from Bette Midler from the movie Big Business. I used to watch that when I was like 9 or something, and I'm like, I'm going to yodel one day. And yeah, I just started mimicking her. Same with jazz. I would mimic Ella and scat. Taught myself how to scat.
Can you do a quick yodel thing?
Yodelay, yodelay, yodel-o-tee. Yodelay, yodelay, yodel-o-tee. Yodelay, yodelay, yodel-o-tee.
Are there a lot of octaves going on there? Or what is that musically?
Slapping the vocal cords and like opening and closing them.
Huh. But the jump is from like a...
One to five. It's all different because you can also hit notes in between.
Yodel-o-tee, yodel-o-tee.
So it's maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Wow, that's
it's all ear.
Give him the grodel. Will you give him the
grodel? Yodel-o-tee.
That's our raunchy one.
They named it the grodel.
Thinking about your whistling, Kyla, you do some amazing sounds that come out. Give us some of your whistling riffs. Is that a bird you made up, or is that an actual?
That's a bird I made up.
Okay, gotcha. Do you ever try to mimic birds? Like, I mean, could you do a scarlet tanager
or a Carolina wren
or anything like
I'm
that?
I'm sure I could do it. I just, I don't know what they're called. I just do it when I hear it.
Do a couple more.
That's like a seagull.
Oh.
I pretty much like just mimic the songs, like the. If there's a melody or something, I'll just do it with the whistle. And I've been whistling since I was really young.
Do you have to practice that? Do you have to strengthen muscles around your mouth?
Yes.
To...
But apparently, I have been told that most singers are able to whistle. If you can sing, you can whistle. So I don't know if that's true or not, because I have been trying to teach Brittany. And she can sing, but she can't whistle. So I'm not sure.
We tried to harmonize whistles once.
Yes.
But you can't look at each other because you laugh.
And that of course.
We do harmonize.
Yes. They're both great whistlers. And I'm just like, yay.
We whistle John Wayne and...
Oh, yeah.
Give it my best shot.
I've been the quiet man too long. Kept calm and watched it all go wrong. Right now they want me scared to death, 'cause no one knows what happens next. I'm sailing out of here, won't get me anywhere. Courage is facing fear. Come John Wayne, it's time to shoot the truth. Tomorrow hopes that yesterday we learn something along the way. If we don't learn, we will repeat all the hell of history. Hightailing out of here, won't get us anywhere. Courage is facing fear. Gone John Wayne, and it's time to shoot the truth. Both guns blazing, it's what the Duke will do. When heavy tries to hit, fight hard and find true grit. Don John Wayne, and go grab your boots. Talk low. Seen the people lose their say, talk slow. As freedom slowly slip away, talk low. I've seen the people lose their say, talk slow. Don't talk too much. Gone John Wayne, and it's time to shoot the truth. Both guns blazing, it's what the Duke will do. When heavy tries to hit, fight hard and find true grit. Gone John Wayne, and go grab.
Normally say very silly things, and I always go too far. They call me Extra Myla Kyla, but that going too far...
And we reel it back.
We reel it back, but that going too far leads us places that you may never have known. You know,
that's
just
what I mean.
Yeah,
we reel it back, and we're like, well, somewhere in between there.
Yeah, there's no wrongs in songwriting.
No, never. No. We used to be kind of scared, though, with pitching ideas. We were laughing because we were going through old songs that we'd written, and we write... in documents, and there would be pages and pages of ideas that I guess we would just put down at the bottom and be too scared to show anyone, just hope that someone would scroll down there
and
look
really
at it.
That's a good idea on page 7.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now we're so in sync, people say that we have a hive mentality and we all know what each other are thinking. And so
like
it's
right
very
now,
quick.
We know what each other's thinking. I know what Brittany's thinking right now.
What am I thinking?
That you want to say something.
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
if you know what I mean. Come back, baby, on a Friday night. It might get messy if you play your cards right. If you need a little sugar, honey, I can pay your debt. She said, no good girl, playing's hard to get. Ooh, hush money, hey, dirty Vegas in a smoky dive bar, bedroom eyes on a stolen guitar. I said, I bet you, boy, I can make you blush. You can keep a secret, baby, hush, hush. Put your hands on me like you love me the most. Moving closer, I'ma make you a ghost. Gotta keep you hush, 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 hush. Gotta keep hush, you hush, hush. Gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. I said, how much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. I said, how much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. Never met a man I didn't know what he needs. Said, I'll take you to church, get you down on your knees. Just enough to get you finished. Adios. I'll be praying on your love and like a snake on fire. I'm a one-way ticket and you can't go back. Gotta keep you hush, 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 hush. Gotta keep you hush, 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 hush. I said, how much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. I said, how much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. How much hush money you gonna need to zip those lips, baby, tell me please. Yeah.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, the Heels, our guest on the program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now before we close out the program, we'd love to bring back the Heels for one more number. That works for you guys. It certainly works for us.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you, Red Barn Radio. We can't wait to do this again. We're not even done yet, and we can't wait to do it all over again. That's how I always feel.
Okay. This song's called Country Girls, Don't Play That Way. Please follow us on our journey. We try to be three times the fun. You'll find this song on our very first album, Love Heals. Here we go.
Your breath, your family face. Not all the girls are put up with that. Stop and behave.
No, I'm card spade.
Won't play your games.
We die in trade.
Sorry to rain
on your player parade.
But country girls don't play that way. Could have been a nightmare, would have been a daydream. Should have bet money on a different horse. Couldn't throw your hand in, wouldn't let your heart win. Shouldn't go straight to the main course. You're lost. Our game will settle for less than the home fan. You're lost. Our game, cause country girls don't play that way. Whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa.
Not coming up to watch and chill.
We want that 4x4 and awkward kind of thrill.
We want your love. We want your charm. We're more than just some high heels on your run.
Stop and behave.
Oh, no, I'm God's babe.
Won't play your game.
We target your red.
Sorry to red.
On your player parade.
But country girls don't play that way. Could have been a nightmare. Would have been a daydream. Should have bet money on a different horse. Couldn't throw your hand in. Wouldn't let your heart win. Shouldn't go straight to the main course. You're lost. Our game will settle for less than a
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.